Medline Plus Connect delivers easy-to-understand health information for patients and their providers directly to electronic health records and patient portals. As you know, there is a lot of, shall we say, interesting information out there when you do a search online. And it's important to know that a patient or a provider is accessing easy-to-understand authoritative information. So we have this available at medlineplus.gov, which is a web resource provided by the National Library of Medicine, part of the National Institutes of Health. And Medline Plus Connect helps bring this straight to a patient portal or an electronic health record system. And the beauty of this is it's delivering information that's tailored to a patient's specific diagnosis, condition, medication, or a lab test.
So it's almost like context-based information that gets added to that record. Now, how does the plumbing work on this? You say the information comes from the National Library of Medicine, but there's this other piece, Connect. So how does that fit into the whole picture?
That's right. The source of the information is MedlinePlus.gov, which is a website anyone can go to for this great health information. Medline Plus Connect facilitates the link to the patient portal or an electronic health record system. And we're basically, we built it to be as easy to use as possible. So we're following certain standards and formats for how a health IT system can send a request and then receive information that they can just plug in to the electronic health record or patient portal system. And so let's say you're a patient, you've received a particular diagnosis and you're looking for more information. If you're using your patient health portal that has implemented Medline Plus Connect, you'll see a list of your diagnoses. You could then click directly on it and see tailored information from MedlinePlus.gov that's related to your diagnosis.
So how long did it take to put this together and how much did it cost?
This actually came about initially with a discussion with the Institute for Family Health, which is a group of community health centers in New York. And they approached us being very interested in bringing this great information from MedlinePlus.gov into their patient portal. So we were able to investigate that, look into what it would take, and do a pilot with them. And of course, there was a lot of benefit to doing a pilot with them since they're actually using it in the clinical setting and could give us feedback about how it works. And we were really pleased with how it worked. So then we were able to announce it and make it available to the public starting in November of last year. And since then, we've been enhancing it, and now it's a complete package of resources that are available for electronic health records and patient portals. It's absolutely free to people who want to use this. Just as MedlinePlus.gov is a free website, Medline Plus Connect is a free service that's available to health organizations and electronic health record systems.
We're speaking with Stephanie Dennis, the Medline Plus Connect project manager from the National Library of Medicine at the National Institutes of Health. And just two questions. And the first one is, tell me more about patient portals, because I've got a doctor and a dentist and a candlestick maker, but I've never been online to get any information from them. Who has patient portals?
Well, I think we're moving towards a future where electronic health records and patient portals will become commonplace. I know right now it's certainly not the situation. As a patient, I wish I had one. I don't have a patient portal, but I know others who do. And basically, there are a lot of different views into the electronic medical records that are available. Some views are built for the clinical setting with a provider who can access all the information right there, prescribe medications, and do whatever information they need to do from that electronic system. And then there are patient portals, which present the patient with a view of the information that they can see and that relates directly to them. So patient portals are, let's call it an extension of electronic health records, but it's a view designed specifically for the patient.
Okay, and then my follow-on question then is for doctors and providers to get federal funds to help them get into the electronic health care record business, they have to show meaningful use, I think is the word that the government has. So would a patient portal offering be part of that meaningful use complex that they could say, I'm doing this and therefore I can get the money?
That's right. So there is this incentive program that eligible healthcare providers can show they're meeting certain criteria, which is showing meaningful use of electronic health records. And one of those is to deliver patient-specific education resources that are specific to the patient's medication, condition, or lab test. And so Medline Plus Connect can help folks achieve that goal.
So is this online now and available for healthcare providers to use today?
Yes, this is absolutely available right now. MedlinePlus.gov is the consumer health information website that anyone can go to right now to find information about diseases, conditions, and health and wellness issues. And then Medline Plus Connect is a service that's available. Again, it's meant to be plugged into an existing electronic health record system. But for information on Medline Plus Connect, someone could go to MedlinePlus.gov/connect.
And when someone accesses their portal, those that have them, and you said there's going to be a list of resources or links connected to the diagnosis they may have, say, I don't know, hypertension. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got that. And so would those links be generated automatically from Medline Plus via Connect, or do you have to type something in and then the Connect takes over?
Well, the nice thing is Medline Plus Connect is doing that linking for you. So you shouldn't have to type in anything. When you click on your diagnosis, let's say it's the provider clicking on it or a patient clicking on it, they will get the information that relates specifically to that diagnosis. So you certainly are welcome to do some searching on MedlinePlus.gov, but Medline Plus Connect takes care of that linking for the user.
So anything else we need to know about this?
Well, I'd just like to say that we're really excited to be offering Medline Plus Connect. As I mentioned, we've been offering it since November, and we've been really pleased with the response. It is being used by the Indian Health Service, as well as other organizations such as the Cleveland Clinic and New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center, and certainly many others as well. But we're thrilled to be offering it, and we plan to continue to enhance it and grow it to meet user needs.